Welcome to the SDSU Extension Radio Network. I'm Pam Geppert. Insect pest activity in South Dakota soybeans is ramping up, especially in southeastern counties. Soybean aphid has been detected, along with soybean gall midge and Dectes stem borer. Today, we'll focus on Dectes stem borer. SDSU Extension field crop entomologist Adam Verenhorst advises scouting fields now looking for adult Dectes stem borer beetles. In 2023 and 24, infestations rose as high as 70 to 100% of the plants in some southeastern fields. Verenhorst explains these adult beetles will lay eggs, which results in larvae tunneling into the stem, potentially reducing yields 10 to 15%.
However, the bigger issue with the Dectes stem borer is that as the plants start to dry down in the fall, the larvae will move down to the soil line and go about an inch or two above it and begin feeding around the stem. And we call that girdling. And this girdling activity will make the stem more prone to lodging.
Insecticidal control for Dectes stem borer is possible, but only a few products are labeled for soybeans in South Dakota.
Our recommendation would be to either apply one application of Hero, which we saw a good return on, or if you're interested, the two applications, doing the first application of Hero, and if you're still detecting beetles out in the field, then doing a second application 2 weeks later with the Vantacor.
South Dakota research last year found a 9 bushel per acre improvement in yields when treated with insecticide. For all the details, including product and rate recommendations for treating Dectes stem borer, visit extension.sdstate.edu.